On Christmas Eve, many years ago, I lay quietly in my bed. I did not rustle the sheets. I breathed slowly and silently. I was listening for a sound. A sound a friend had told me I'd never hear. The ringing bells of Santa's sleigh. My friend insisted that there was no Santa, but I knew he was wrong. Late that night, I did hear sounds, though not of ringing bells. I walked to my window, and from outside came the sounds of hissing steam and squeaking metal. I put on my slippers and robe. I tiptoed downstairs and out the door. Perfectly still in front of my house stood a train. It was wrapped in an apron of steam. Snowflakes fell lightly around it. A conductor stood at the open door of one of the cars. He took a large pocket watch from his vest.
All aboard! All aboard! Everybody aboard the train! Well then, come on! All aboard! Are you coming?
Where are we going?
Why, to the North Pole, of course. This is the Polar Express.
I took his outstretched hand and he pulled me aboard. My heart pounded with excitement. Santa jumped into his sleigh, the conductor handed me up, and I sat on Santa's knee.
Now, what would you like for Christmas?
I knew that I could have any gift I could imagine. But the thing I wanted most for Christmas was not inside Santa's giant bag. What I wanted more than anything was one silver bell from Santa's sleigh. When I asked, Santa smiled. Then he gave me a hug and told an elf to cut a bell from a reindeer's harness. The elf tossed it up to Santa. He stood holding the bell high above him.
The first gift of Christmas.
The clock struck midnight as the elves roared their approval. Santa gave me the bell. I put it in my pocket and jumped down from his sleigh. Santa shouted out the reindeer's names. His team charged forward and climbed into the air. Santa circled once above us, then disappeared. The in the cold, dark, clear sky.
Let's go. Merry Christmas, everybody.
As soon as we were back inside the Polar Express, the other children asked to see the bell. I reached into my pocket. But the only thing I felt was a hole. I had lost the silver bell from Santa Claus's sleigh.
Let's hurry outside and look for it.
But the train gave a sudden lurch and started moving. We were on our way back home. On Christmas morning, my little sister, Sarah, and I opened our presents. When it looked as if everything had been unwrapped, Sarah found one last small box behind the tree. It had my name on it. I opened the box, and inside was the silver bell with a note.
Found this on the seat of my sleigh. Now fix that hole in your pocket. Mr. C.
I shook the bell. It made the most beautiful sound my sister and I had ever heard.
Let me see that thing.
My mother looked at the bell and asked to see it.
I can't get this thing to work. It must be broken. That's too bad. You try it, dear.
No, I think you're right. It is broken.
My parents hadn't heard the bell's beautiful ring.
Oh, well, it's only a bell, and you've got so many other nice things.
At one time, most of my friends could hear the bell. But as years passed, it fell silent for all of them. Even Sarah found one Christmas that she could no longer hear its sweet sound. Though I've grown old, this bell still rings for me, as it does for all of us who truly believe.